With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. All eyes are on Philadelphia for tomorrow night's presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Correspondent Josh Boak reports that the two candidates have remarkably different styles as they prepare for Tuesday's presidential debate.
Harris and Trump took different approaches to getting ready for this debate. Harris cloistered herself in a hotel in downtown Pittsburgh and tried to simulate debate conditions as she refined her message. Whereas Trump has indicated he sees no reason to really meaningfully prepare because he believes you either know what's going to happen or you don't. And he intends to feel it in the room.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. A Ukrainian official says Iranian missiles in Russia are a legitimate target, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. has told allies it believes Tehran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. Two people familiar with the matter told the AP at the weekend. Andriy Yermak says on his Telegram channel, in response to this supply, Ukraine must be allowed to destroy warehouses storing these missiles with Western weapons in order to avoid terror. He didn't specify which country is supplying the missiles. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing they could be sucked into the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An arrest warrant says the man who opened fire on a Kentucky highway vowed to kill a lot of people before he shot and wounded five people. The affidavit quotes a text message that police say Joseph Couch sent to a woman 30 minutes before he opened fire Saturday on Interstate 75. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies across southeastern Kentucky were still trying to apprehend Couch Monday and were searching in dense woods. On Wall Street, the Dow by 484 points. This is SRN News. A recent graduate reaches out to college-age men.
John Haskell has established a nonprofit organization designed to help men his age break their addiction to pornography. Haskell, a valedictorian in this year's graduating class at Notre Dame, says he hopes to set up chapters of Ethos National on university campuses across the nation. He got the idea after writing a column in the Notre Dame student newspaper describing his own struggles with porn and was flooded with messages from other students having the same problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge says the language used to summarize a ballot question designed to enshrine abortion in the state constitution is misleading. Cole County Circuit Judge Cotton Walker threw out a description of the measure as written by Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. The judge inserted a description of his own. It says that the amendment would repeal Missouri's abortion ban and create a constitutional right to make decisions about reproductive health care. SRN News. Stocks pushed higher after big losses last week.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a four-day losing streak. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its worst weekly loss in a year and a half. The Dow and the Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.2%. Boeing added 3.4%. The aircraft maker reached a deal with its biggest union on a new labor contract. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged lower to 3.71%. Investors are looking ahead to more updates this week on inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
1 month after a judge declared Google's search engine an illegal monopoly, the tech giant's defending against another antitrust lawsuit that threatens to break up the company. The judge heard opening arguments Monday in the trial at a federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.